Good evening, denizens of Internet Wonderland. I hope my voice finds you well. Welcome back to my home. This is Cheshire's Place. As always, I am your host, the melodious one, Mr. Cheshire. You can find me in my small little corner of Internet Wonderland by clicking a like on the Facebook group page, Cheshire's Place, A Looking Glass and a Logical Madness. You can always find this episode and all other content on Anchor.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many other platforms. And if you ever feel like dropping a line, saying hi, giving any thoughts or suggestions on episodes and upcoming content, please email me at CheshireLookingGlass@gmail.com and also follow me on Twitter at @PlaceCheshire. So, this is actually kind of funny. Welcome to Season 5 of Cheshire's Place. Now, to those who were listening to the episodes and catching up on Anchor and all other platforms that we actually are part of, thank you very much. The love means a lot to us. So, it is time once again, as a tradition, to do Imperfect Beginnings. But this time I'm changing it up just a little bit, because with me is my day one, my ride or die, my hetero life mate. You know him, you love him, the man, the myth, the legend, Monkey. Monkey, how's it going?
Oh, it goes. How about you, Cheshire?
Oh, you know, just enjoying the extremely muggy, humid weather that we have here in North Dakota.
Is it really enjoyable? It's more upon the lines of intolerable,
you know,
evil, hateful, spiteful. Makes me just want to stay inside. Don't want to die.
Yeah, true. I mean, we're trying to be nice on this one, but, you know.
As a side note, in North Dakota, as most people know, we refer to this as the Arctic tundra. But apparently during the winter, we become the muggy swamp heatlands of Death Valley, which today our high was about 96 degrees with a dew index of like 70 some odd percent. So,
yeah. So if you want to be outside just to detox and lose some extra weight, all you have to do is just spend about 20 minutes outside and you'll be good to go.
And if you're like me, you have two forms of a tanning. It's a porcelain and lobster. That's what I get. So
that is true. So this is the first time that I've had you on for a season 5 opener.
Yes.
Or any season opener. My bad.
Yeah, because we are shifting our recording schedule some. Saturdays will be our geekstalgic day as opposed to being Thursdays. And Sundays will be kind of a mixture of our, how you say, self-help slash...
So our self-help, our top tens, our daily affirmations. Figure, you know...
And some reviews depending on what pay-per-views, wrestling coming up and whatnot.
Yes. So the reason why we change things up is because, one, scheduling.
Yes.
Because we do have busy lives. I mean, we pretty much both work 8 to 5s. And, of course, with D-Twizzle now being part of the cast full-time, yes. You know, we all have to be able to figure out when the best time would be to actually all come together.
Right.
So Saturdays work for us, Sundays work for us. So we are switching our schedules to Saturdays and Sundays.
Right.
So you're still going to get a daily dose of this melodious voice. And also you're going to enjoy the content that we're putting out.
And then you also get your daily dose of the shrilly voice that comes from me. So,
and yeah, true. Even though
you're supposed to support that, you're supposed to say, no, you're fine. Really, you are.
This is real life, man. Come on.
They said I have a face made for radio and a voice made for silent films.
Yeah. But, yeah, so even another change is you're going to be more active on Sunday ones, too, depending on situation, which we have to tell you now. You know, we just finished the planning for season 5, not even 10 minutes ago.
And, of course, you know, it's like wrestling. It's kind of subject to change. But we have some things kind of set. So
Yes. So this is actually going to be the longest season that we produce here. It's actually going to be the equivalent of 5 months worth of content.
Yes.
And, yeah, there's going to be some times where there'll probably be some added ones here and there on a weekday.
Right.
You know, depending on what happens current event-wise or if... You know, I managed to get some more people to come on to be interviewed. You know, I'm still looking at possibly interviewing some TikTok friends of mine eventually and some other people that do podcasting. But, you know, we just want to be able to have a good season 5
right.
And, you know, just have a little bit of variety.
Yes, and as I've said before, the way we like to look at this podcast is... It's a lot of geek-related things, but, you know, sometimes there might be some episodes you really like. Some of them you might be like, yeah, not so big of a deal to me. But at least it's a little bit of something for everyone in the world of geeks, you know, and that's the big thing is, you know, we like to say that geekdoms are supposed to be inclusive. And, you know, it's some people may have looked at it as, you know, oh, the geek culture has always kind of been a shun thing, but since it's become more modern to the point where it's more receptive, we want to make sure everyone gets a chance to hear something that they might be interested in, whether it be, you know, comics or wrestling or anime or video games or just, you know, classic RPG. Whatever your geekdom is, we should hopefully have something in the each season that you would like.
Definitely. And in the lines of self-help, affirmations, tips, things to help with, you know, just overall lifestyle, you know, I try to keep things fresh. I try to bring up topics that are helpful.
Right.
Now, sometimes, yes, a couple of them will link together here and there, almost like the relationship series,
right.
Which that's going to be season 6, you know, beginning of the year, that type of thing. But I digress. You know, we try to make things interesting. We try to give a little bit of variety and flavor for everything because you may not be a geek. You may have... some issues that you're trying to work out. You may have some questions internally. So we want to also be there for you as well. Because at the end of the day, we're all special.
Right.
We're all unique. We have our own issues, our difficulties. It's always good to have someone willing to listen. And that's what we try to do here.
Right.
So, Monkey, seeing how we've been been away for a little bit.
Yes.
Since the end of season 4.
Yes.
What have you been up to?
Well, we've had some, you know, just doing this and that. Work mostly. Me and my brothers took a little road trip about a couple weeks ago just to get out of town because it was my older brother's birthday. So we just went and took a couple of days and visited some of the, I guess you can say, bigger cities of North Dakota. And just to get out and get away from town for a little bit.
That's good. That's good. I mean, that's more exciting than what I got.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a new job at work.
Yes.
You know, new position, new challenges, new opportunities.
Yes.
Here pretty soon, next month on the 6th, I have a seminar for jiu-jitsu. Our professor from California, Professor Angel Halo Lopez, owner and proprietor of Halo Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, is going to be coming here to Minot for a two-day seminar. So it's going to be fun.
Yes.
You know, hopefully I get my blue belt. I really hope so. I mean, it's been 3 years.
If you want, I can get you a blue belt.
Nah, I'm good.
I can just buy some fabric dye.
Nah.
And get that old white belt. Dye
blue. Nah, we're good. We're good. No, I really want to earn this. You know,
I would say you earned it. If you pay for it, you earned it.
Wow.
You bought the belt, you bought the dye, you have earned it.
This is not a McDojo type deal.
Oh, come on.
Also been spending time with Miss Stitch. I mean, been going to the zoo. Went to the zoo here and the zoo in Bismarck. Just doing a lot of fun activities. And, of course, hanging out with you for wrestling nights.
Yes, that's been.
So, we've been, it's been a pretty much ongoing, you know, summer of sorts. You know, we're keeping busy. We're not doing anything extremely extravagant. We're just living our lives, having fun.
Yes.
So.
As much as we can legally.
Yeah, true. Mind you, any law enforcement that is listening to this, we're not doing anything illegal.
Yes, so stop wiretapping my phone. I mean.
What?
That's right. I knew about that. I know all about it.
So, anyways. So, let's talk about, like, our previous seasons. I mean, you pretty much came on in season 2.
Yeah.
And in your opinion, how has the show evolved?
Well, we've done some flipping around some things. I know the initial first season was more of a self-help thing and kind of help self-therapying and stuff like that for yourself and for listeners. The bringing upon of myself and other members who later came and went or wherever they're at. But we made it a little bit more of a geek-tastic thing, and I think that kind of has also helped with, you know, bringing a little bit more eyes and ears on it. Definitely we've kind of tried to refine it a little bit more to where we have at least a kind of a plan on what we're doing, as opposed to where we would just show up and like, okay, what do we want to talk about today? Let's talk about this. Okay, yeah, sounds good. Let's do that. I mean, we still kind of are like, you know, here's what we're talking about. Then we just kind of go off from there. But yeah, at least we have a little bit more of a said plan, I think. And
right. Now, I mean, which you're absolutely right. I mean, in the past, it's been, oh, hey, what do you want to talk about? Let's just do it.
Right.
But it's good to have, like, a plan. Now, granted, we still will never do scripts.
Right, because that's way too complicated, because, you know, different things can come up. We can always, something else would pop in. And,
right.
And then, of course, we're both kind of scatterbrained sometimes about some things, so it's like, oh, hey, this thing, I just remembered about this.
So, even though we have a set plan for episodes, and we have episodes planned out, which is a very good practice.
Right.
For anyone going into podcasts or anyone that is doing podcasts, you know, have a set plan.
Right.
You know, figure out what your episodes are going to be. And then from there, have that personal spin.
Right.
You know, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of podcasters that will do scripts.
Right.
But to me, and I think you can agree with this, doing a script takes away from, like, the personal aspect. Right. You know, it takes away from the realism.
Right, because, you know, any script can be made by anybody, and that person's script might work for them, but, you know, me saying big words is kind of weird sometimes. Especially yeah. with as you can tell, my slight lisp and accent and everything else for me.
Right. So to those script writers that keep emailing me, and mind you can email me at CheshireLookingGlass@gmail.com. Shameless plug, I know, but you know, don't get me wrong, thank you for reaching out, but at the same time, I'm not really one for scripts.
Especially not when we gotta pay for.
Exactly. We're not made out of money. We're not Joe Rogan having an exclusive deal on Spotify. We're not YouTubers. We're not streaming on Twitch constantly and making like that type of revenue. We do this for fun.
We don't have OnlyFans accounts either. Damn it.
That may be coming. I don't know.
Not for me. I mean, I think I'd get paid more to keep my clothes on than to take them off, but you know, that's just me.
You and me both, man. Yeah. Let's be honest. We're not exactly the best looking in the world, but we do what we can.
I'm totally in shape. It's called round
shape. But yeah. So everything that we do to come up with the episode, and we never really discuss this. Like certain episodes, we just completely shoot from the hip, right. And y'all can probably notice that. But there are times where we do put in research.
Yes.
Like hours of research, days of research. Sometimes we're doing more research while we're recording.
Right.
And just to let y'all know, that is definitely not going to stop.
Right.
Because we want to be able to give you the most accurate information that we can.
Or even sometimes up-to-date information, because something can change.
Yes. Things
can always change. You know, whether it be unfortunate timing of someone passing or some kind of big news headline that just came out that affects something. You know, like, for instance, the whole thing with Vince McMahon right now.
Yes, yes.
That could possibly offset a lot of plans that WWE has right now in the future, but...
Wait. Seeing how this is Season 5.
Uh-oh.
And it is the beginning. Dun-dun-dun. So, we do have to, before we go into this...
Ooh. I was about to say, are you going to just skip my whole entire stick?
No, not at all. So... Because, remember, it was, what, Season 3 that we started Monkey Coconut News?
Or
Season...
Take-ish.
Actually, was it? Yeah, it was Season 3 that we started it a little bit.
We started it, but we never really gave it an official name until about probably the beginning of Season 4.
Almost. Yep. Yeah, and also its own theme music.
Yes, I got theme music.
Thank you, Epidemic Sound.
Yes, da-da-dun.
But, yeah, you know, it's been... What do you think of having your own segment, as in Monkey Coconut News?
I do enjoy it because, you know, it's a chance for me to share my vast wealth of useless knowledge and random topics I find that either might be amusing to me or just kind of shocking, you know, especially the point where when we get those reports of, you know, certain aspects of celebrities, I guess you can say, in the world of geekdom passing away or... You know, entertainment, like when Ray Liotta passed away.
Yes.
You know, that was kind of like a day before we recorded, or even that same day I think we were recording, I found about that. Or when we got the shocking news of John Hubbard passing away, formerly Brody Lee of, you know, WWE and AEW. You know, when we got that, and that basically came at us right in the middle of recording, and we had to stop, like, okay, this is too shocking, and...
Yeah,
we don't know how to feel about this, so we're just going to stop right now, and we'll pick it up later next day.
Yeah. So I mean, because I enjoyed actually giving you the Monkey Coconut News,
and I could do my little actions here that you guys can't see me doing my fake typing and pulling out the paper off of the typewriter.
Yeah, which honestly, there was a time during Season 3, even Season 4, I was thinking about going on Twitch or doing like live YouTube. Even snippets from TikTok, but honestly, really thinking about it, it takes away from what we have established so far. Now, granted, I'll go on TikTok and actually say, hey, you know, season 5, you know, blah, 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 tune in, which I'll probably be doing that tonight.
Yes.
But, you know, overall, I like the format that we have.
Yes.
We don't need cameras. We don't need additional equipment. I mean, right. We already have a lot.
I mean, unless someone wants to donate a lot to us, that then we'll make a good possibility thought process to that. So
yes. So real quick, because we did mention it.
Yes,
it is time for the season 5 opener of Monkey Coconut News.
Welcome to Monkey Coconut News. I am Monkey. So, as I was saying before, we went on the tangent there before hitting the music. As many are currently aware of right now, the Vince McMahon quote-unquote scandal, as you can say, of him apparently having got paid out some payments to several women over the last couple of years to sign NDA clauses and whatnot. Of his actions and their actions, apparently. Which, apparently, that NDA clause meant nothing since they're talking about it now. So, apparently it was approximately $7.5 million in the last 5 years, 4 years?
No, it was $12 million that they found out paid out to over 4 to 5 women.
Yes.
Which one of them, which the 7.5 was paid out to a female wrestler that Vince McMahon, quote-unquote, forced oral stimulation on.
So
that was the biggest payout.
Yes. And then apparently it was she got let go after she apparently stopped following his pursuit of his stimulations.
Yep.
So as many have known, he has apparently stepped down from the board of directors because the board of directors are looking into the information. He has stepped down as CEO, to which Stephanie McMahon has stepped in as interim CEO, which a lot of people were wondering what was going on because she apparently had stepped out of her position of CEO of creative or whatever she was
for.
And so now she is the interim CEO of WWE.
So this is what, like, a few wrestling YouTube channels mentioned, like Cultaholic, Fightful, Wrestle Talk,
essentially
What Culture.
Yeah.
That whenever she left for her leave of absence, the company attempted to bury her, saying that, you know, she had poor work performance, she was not liked by the board, but yet out of the blue.
Yes, and she's back again.
Yeah. Which is still kind of odd to me.
Yeah.
And not to mention, there's a lot more to all of this, and I think a majority of our listeners, especially if you're wrestling enthusiasts, have been following the story relating to not only the payouts that quote-unquote happened. Now, mind you, information is still coming. So, and of course, within the lines of guilty and not guilty, you know, we're not going to give our opinions until the actual facts come out and there is actually concrete information.
Right.
But in relation to Stephanie returning, John Laurinaitis being fired, but yet has a golden egg or a golden umbrella, because he'll still be taken care of after being fired. There's some type of deal relating to that that's been reported. They're looking back into other cases relating to Vince McMahon and sexual misconduct. Relating to that one female ref from a long time ago.
Sure.
Trying to remember her name. I apologize. You know, this is something that's just off the cuff that we're talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot of major, minor details of, you know, of who and what and whatnot. But the biggest ones have been that it was a legal intern was the first main one that kind of broke.
Yep.
And then that's what started the digging on the information. And then from there, other persons have come forward saying, yes, I was paid an NDA as well for an NDA, yada, yada, yada. At least that's the claims.
Then, of course, Vince McMahon's behavior.
Yes.
Once the story broke, he came out on Monday Night Raw.
Well, it came out on the SmackDown after it broke.
Yeah.
And essentially, he really didn't say anything, but he basically said that we'll get through this together. That's what he said.
So there's been a lot of reports on his behavior and a lot of talent. Right. I'm just going to say talent because, you know, not only superstars, but people that work in the back as producers right. and everything. They've been messaging Fightful Select anonymously.
Right.
Discussing it and discussing Vince's behavior. It's almost like he's trying to just kayfabe it.
Right.
He's trying to blow it off. He's trying not to pay it any mind, but you know he knows that his days are numbered.
Well, it's not necessarily numbered, but it's more like at least his quote-unquote position in the company might be numbered.
Yeah.
Now, he can still technically be an on-air personality, which is what he's doing right now still.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, his actual official board membership is not going to be anything possibly, depending on the quote-unquote findings
right.
of the investigation.
And we know that WWE was quote-unquote trying to prep for sale.
Right.
So now we have to think within the long term because, you know, Vince McMahon lost that deal with Netflix for his biography right. movie.
Biography series movie yeah. or whatever they were planning.
Then, of course, all the deals relating to Fox, relating to USA Network and
well, a all lot that. Of those are still kind of, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It could affect potential possible pays and, you know, contracts and whatnot they have. Like, for instance, one of the other big things that's coming out recently is the change of Monday Night Raw going from TVPG to TV14.
Yeah.
Whether some people have said it was this week, some people are saying it might be next week on that Monday Night Raw, they're going to be changing it. Now, that, again, is kind of a substantial to essentially more of the station's deal than with WWE itself.
Right.
And again, one of the things that people have been talking about with it is that the TV ratings are a little bit more lenient than say, the MPAA's ratings, which, for those who are unaware, is the Major Motion Picture Association, Arts Association, whatever that is.
Yeah.
The movie ratings, which that usually has to go under some scrutiny and whatnot, and then they say, okay, this is what we recommend that the rating is going to be on the movie. While TV ratings, apparently, that can be shifted between, quote, unquote, the station and the actual show writers and whatnot.
Right.
Because they can say, hey, this show we're saying is a TV-14 show. So, and then the station's like, okay, we'll mark it as a TV-14 show.
Right.
Or they'll say, you know, we want to market the show as a TV-14 show. So you guys just put a TV-14 rating on. I'm like, okay, sounds good. Right.
So the big question is, what's going to happen next?
Right.
You know, is Stephanie going to still remain in power? You know, because honestly, some people think if WWE is going to exist, you have to have a McMahon
right.
involved. You know, is Nick Khan going to take more power?
Right.
You know, what is going to happen? Is there going to be a sale of the company? Is there going to be a decrease in viewership? Which, honestly, ever since the Vince McMahon thing, I mean, viewership has went up.
Yes, that's one of the other things that a lot of people have been talking about is that the viewership has gone up since then, and people were expecting it to go down because of, you know, potential things. But, you know, like Jerry Springer used to say, controversy brings views, so.
Which is true. Now, if you take a look at, like, during the steroid trials, right. viewership went up.
Right, because they wanted to see what was going to happen.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. So, no matter what happens to Vince McMahon, but, you know, whatever happens, and I mean whatever happens, yeah. while
to
we
make a deep voice, sir.
Yeah, deep voice. You know, just say what's up, baby.
How now, you doing?
How you yeah. doing? Yeah, sexy. Anyways, okay. But anyways, while we wait to see what is going to happen with Vince McMahon, if they're going to announce it on air, if they're going to announce it through the news. Right now, Vince has people eating out of his hand because they're anticipating
right.
what's about to happen next. And honestly, turning controversy into views is a long-standing tradition in TV.
It's in everything. TV, radio. I mean, that's how Howard Stern got his big push. Is
yep.
His thing was that even the sad part of it was that the majority of his listeners were people that didn't like him, but they were listening just to see what he said next.
Exactly.
That was the plot of information that they brought forth in the Private Parts movie, that Howard Stern kind of biography movie thing.
Which, honestly, that, you know, honestly enough, I watched the movie. Mm-hmm. I actually liked it.
It was all right.
It had its moments. You know, granted, probably some things were out of context because, you know, it was based off his book. He was directing. He was producing. He was starring in it. So, you know.
The hype.
Yeah, the hype.
Gotta hype it up.
So, it's just one of those things that, as long as there's going to be a controversy,
right,
and people are willing to watch just to anticipate, Vince will have control.
Right. He is still technically in control as of today, even though he's not on the board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
He is still technically in control because, again, when are you going to tell Vince McMahon he can't do something on his own shows?
That is true.
So, all right. So, next step of news information. Still kind of sticking with WWE-related stuff right now. A while back, I was kind of hyped because I saw some people on one of the shows that kind of got me excited a little bit. It was nice to see Curtis Axel and Ari Daivari were back on as producers, who were basically on as a probationary period for Raw and SmackDown and whatnot. But apparently recently, they both got re-let go again due to budget cuts. And yeah. So since they were just technically still on probation and weren't signed to a quote-unquote full-time deal, they were the first ones cut. So,
which is upsetting.
Yes.
So. You know, they, like, some of the stuff that they produced actually was some very good matches.
Which has then apparently also caused the production teams to be very short-staffed, apparently.
Yeah.
Because even outside of that, apparently Jason Jordan, his wife is expecting soon, and so he has taken some time off as well, so.
Yeah, their first kid.
Yes, so. So that's some of the news from WWE right now.
Now let's turn around to AEW.
All right, well, AEW. The news I got from that right now is, as some people have noticed, Andrade's kind of been around, but not really doing much for matches, which apparently he's got currently an inflamed ankle after recently getting married to Ashley Flair, as many know as Charlotte Flair. So they have gotten married about a month ago, I want to say.
Yeah, month.
So they are married now. And so after that, he did have that one match against Rey Fénix a couple weekends ago. And then after that, he really hasn't done anything. So either he tweaked something during that match or something during one of the other shows that he did, somewhere between then and recently. But that is the reason why he hasn't been doing any actual matches on any of the shows recently.
Right.
So outside of that, we have the new tag team champions on AEW, who after Jeff Hardy's arrest, to which it was supposed to be the Hardy Boys winning the tag team titles from the Jungle or Jurassic Express, I can't remember the names, it went to the Hardy Boys, as Jim Cornette likes to call them, of the Young Bucks, who then held the titles for a couple weeks, and they dropped them this last Wednesday to Swerve and Glory, which is Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee. And very good match. There were some interesting spots that you could tell didn't go off as they planned, but other spots were really nice in there.
Right.
So that's about my majority of my AEW news, unless you have something extra to add into it.
So, we do have to slightly talk about the injury bug that's been going around, not only in AEW, but WWE.
Right.
And it's really been limiting the shows a little bit. But honestly, if you look at it, I mean, we know Punk's injured.
Right.
Danielson is injured. Jungle Boy injured.
Right.
God, you know, it's hard to actually keep up with everyone that's injured.
Yeah.
So, Adam Cole.
Adam Cole, yep, he's injured.
Yep.
He's got a couple of things, apparently. He's healing up from a concussion and...
shoulder surgery.
So, well...
Was it shoulder?
He has some kind of injury, but he said he's opting to not have surgery for it. Because apparently that surgery would take him out for like 6 months.
Right. Then, of course, Kenny Omega.
Omega, who's supposed to be coming back sometime in the near future.
Yeah.
In WWE side, Cody Rhodes, his torn pec, which was brutal looking in Hell in a Cell, but it's just insane.
Still the best Hell in a Cell match ever.
Yes, definitely. Let's see, who else is on that injury list that I've heard recently?
Well, Bayley's about to come off of it.
True. Bayley.
Nikita Lyons from NXT came off of it.
Yep. Let's see.
Io Shirai.
Shirai is supposed to be coming back off her injury soon, but there's a possibility she may not be coming back to WWE NXT, but a lot of talk about her is that if she is offered a main roster contract, then she will stay. But if not, she's probably going to come back to Japan.
Yeah. So there's quite a few.
Yes. And, of course, I've almost forgot about the crazy awesomeness of the Forbidden Door pay-per-view with AEW and New Japan.
Yeah.
Which has brought in one of our favorites to the greatest AEW faction of all time, the Blackpool Combat Club, of Claudio Castagnoli.
Yeah, Double C.
Double C, formerly Cesaro in WWE, has officially made his debut in AEW, which a lot of people were expecting it to be him, if not possibly Johnny Gargano, possibly. But
yeah,
that was the biggest pop of the night for me, I think, because the moment we saw him, it's like, yes, we knew it.
Now, granted, we could have easily done a review, just a one-off, you know, just in between season thing. But honestly, we didn't really think about it. We were just happy. And it was
kind of late at that point, too.
Oh, now, granted.
Not as bad as Double or Nothing? Whatever the pay-per-view before that was.
Yep. Now, mind you, AEW pay-per-views pretty much run as long as New Japan pay-per-views. And if you haven't watched a New Japan pay-per-view, I suggest that you go to New Japan Wrestling's website and actually become a member of their program, and then you'll be able to watch their pay-per-views, which those things run for hours.
Or even days, actually.
Yeah, depending. Like, G1 Climax is coming up here pretty soon, which there's quite a few AEW stars on there. I know, God, I can't remember off the top of my head. My mind is slightly fried. We'll actually probably do a review. We'll probably do, like, a small snippet relating to G1 Climax and the tournament bracket somewhere soon. Because that's actually coming up pretty quick if it hasn't already started.
Let's see.
Yep, so Monkey's checking it right now. But just want to let everyone know, you know, once again, thank you for the support. Thank you for, you know, listening in. Thank you to those who've hit us up on the Facebook group page. Thank you for those who have suggested episodes in person, you know, those who actually know us in person. You know, it's kind of crazy just seeing that it's growing.
Actually, apparently G1 Climax started today.
Oh. Well,
technically, last night in Japan, which is today in the U.S. But
yeah.
So it started today, and it goes on until August 18th.
So we may be doing a little bit of review on who's winning their brackets here and there.
Let's see.
Who we got so far?
Let's see who has got one. All righty. So, as of night one's results, we have... Tom Lawler defeated Fujita by pinfall.
Okay.
The return of Team DK with Jonah and Bad Dude Tito.
Ooh.
Defeated Taro Yano and Ryoi Oiwa.
Okay.
Let's see. House of Torture, which is Evil, formerly known as Takaaki Watanabe, Yujiro Takahashi, and Sho defeated Gorillas of Destiny. So Tama Tonga and Jado with David Finley, apparently.
Okay.
As part of that team. Bullet Club, Kenta, Juice Robinson, Bad Luck Fale, and Chase Owens defeated Suzuki-Gun, which had Lance Archer, Zack Sabre Jr., Tai Chi, and Takamichi Noko. Chaos, which had Goto, Tomohiro Ishii, and Yoshihashi, defeated Los Incorrigibles de Japan, which was Naito, Shingo Takagi, and Bushi. Aaron Henare defeated Hiroshi Tanahashi, which is
surprising.
Yeah, and that was a C-block match. Osprey defeated El Fantasma, which is a D-block match. Jay White defeated Sonata, which is a B-block match. And Okada defeated Jeff Cobb in an A-block match.
Nice.
So that is the results of night one. Night two, which is supposed to take place on the 17th, which is currently tonight in Japan, but tomorrow for us.
Right.
Has Yano versus Jonah, Ishii versus Taichi, Sabre versus Kenta, and Shingo Takagi versus Juice Robinson are the matches for the actual G1 Climax matches.
That's actually going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to enjoy that.
So, that was another injury that I forgot for AEW was Santana
from yep.
LAX, powerful, you know.
Which we could easily talk about Santana and Ortiz having real-life heat. They haven't really discussed what's going on between them, but they've been drifting apart for a while. You've been seeing it on screen in AEW. But yeah, the injury bug did hit him whenever he messed up that Uranagi.
Yeah, with that weird Uranagi backbreaker that he was doing.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But
so,
anyways.
All right, so more news. All right, so kind of catching up with all this craziness. So, one of the couple big things in news, and I guess you can say kind of entertainment slash anime related or kind of streaming slash podcast, all that good stuff, being that during Anime Expo, which happened about the beginning of July here, there was an announcement from the VTuber group VShoujo that happened at the convention. Which was essentially the announcement of them having a VShoujo Japan branch, which they have officially signed Kason, who was formerly Kirio Koko from Hololive, as their main person for VShoujo Japan. And they have announced the signing of another member of VShoujo Japan, who they are calling Nazuna. Now, the trailer that they played for this announcement, which was a kind of a lore slash
prequel,
introduction prequel
yeah.
Trailer of Kason, which was mostly created and animated by Meriwether Comics, which if you check them out on YouTube, you'll see a lot of his videos are pretty cool and pretty interesting. But they a lot of people are saying that the voice of the character who had like a 1 second line on there is reminiscent of another former famous VTuber who was part of Hololive, which a lot of people are saying is possibly Rushia, who was part of Hololive, and I believe her current name on most of her streaming stuff she's doing now was Mike Neko, but so a lot of people are saying that is her, and if that is the case, then a lot of people said that the truth will come out once. Apparently today is supposed to be her debut on VShoujo, and once that starts happening, the content on her Twitter page / YouTube page of Miki Neko will gradually decrease to basically nothingness. So
yeah.
That it will be the telltale sign that she is Nazuna.
Yep.
So that's that part of information. Other than that, speaking of Hololive, we have had our first Hololive English graduation, apparently.
Really?
Which is Sukumo Sana, who was part of the Hololive English console, which came out as their second, I guess you can say, second generation of Hololive English speakers. A lot of people were kind of taken aback from this. Don't think there was any actual, I guess you could say, quote-unquote, mishapping on her side that is causing this graduation. It is apparently a personal decision she made because I guess she has some other engagements, some other things going on, and you know, maybe some mental health break she needs or something. But she had announced about about a week ago, I want to say, I'm trying to find the exact information, that she will be graduating from Hololive after discussing with CoverCore, who's the parent company of Hololive. But she is supposed to still be on with them until the end of this month, so the 31st of July.
Right.
So, but she's, I guess you can say, a lot of people were would say that she was probably one of those that a lot of people thought would be bigger, but a lot of people have noticed that for this group, apparently Crony was probably the one that took off the most out of the group. Mume is another one that a lot of people have been watching more of, and then I think followed up by Bales, and then Fauna, and then surprisingly enough, Sana is the tail runner of the group. But
right,
but yeah, so that is kind of what happened here, and nothing really major on her leaving, other than it sounds like it was a kind of a personal decision on her part. So she is supposed to still have let's see, I'm trying to look here at the information, but there is an event that's supposed to be going on this weekend that she's still going to be in. And then other than that, she's still doing some collabs with some of the other people from Hololive and different chapters of Hololive. Like she was doing some things with a Kobo from Hololive Indonesia, which is pretty funny if you check out some of that stuff, because Kobo gets kind of annoyed with her because she's trying to say something and she's trying to get Sana to say it, but Sana quite wasn't getting it, so... But that is apparently all the news I currently have at this point, unless you remind me of anything else.
I know that the creator of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Recently
passed away.
That was another thing. Yeah, he passed away, I want to say, a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Also, like, about 2 weeks, about a little bit over a week ago, yeah, because it was when we were in, me and my brothers were on our trip, and my brother mentioned that, so... apparently a freak snorkeling accident, so...
Yeah.
I think it was an assassination attempt, just like former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was assassinated recently as well, so... Maybe they're related, maybe they're not, who knows.
A lot of craziness in this world, honestly. Just a lot of things going on. But...
Yes.
Weird segue.
Yes.
You know, because changes in casting, going back to the VTube thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we do have to mention that... Asides from myself, asides from you, asides from Miss Stitch, asides from D Twizzle, which our new introduction for him.
We got something planned for him next week. He won't know unless he listens this week, but he won't know until then.
Now, mind you, D Twizzle right now is actually enjoying his vacation. He's been on a whirlwind vacation, going to different areas, enjoying basketball, just having fun all around. So he'll actually be here in the Looking Glass studio on the 23rd for our second episode. Third episode, because I got an episode tomorrow that I have to do. But, you know, he is going to be joining us. And, of course, you know, Miss Stitch is with us. Christine Ann, who is our Belle of the Ring. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, we're going to be slowly introducing some more characters into Internet Wonderland.
Yes.
Now, granted, you know, Team Pocket Rocket, they're doing very well. Mm-hmm. They recently got married, as some of y'all know I mentioned. So it'd be nice to have them on, but, you know, real life happens. Then, of course, the nutty couple, Mr. Cashew, Miss Pistachio, they're doing well. I'm not going to mention things relating to their lives because that is their thing. But, you know, we just want to say we miss you guys, like all of you. And we'd like to have you all back on sometime.
We want to see your review. We want to hear your review on the Dragon Ball movies.
Yeah, no, Ken, it's been so long.
You know, apparently the Dragon Ball movies have been the kiss of death for all of our people we've been giving it to. We gave it to the Pocket Rocket, they're gone.
Yeah.
We gave it to the Nutty Couple, they're gone.
We need to stop. You know what? No, we're not going to stop. We need someone to review this goddamn movie.
You must watch it and suffer like we have.
You would think that Mono's Hand of Fate and Mono's Return would have been the kiss of death. But no, that one was fine. But
yeah,
that is going to have to be a challenge someday that we have to give to see if someone can actually do it.
It's like, for you to join us, you must watch this and tell us what you think of it.
Yep. We've seen both Dragon Ball The Magic Begins and Dragon Ball Evolution, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Which, Disney's actually looking to do a live-action Dragon Ball movie.
Please no. Please God, no.
So while we're on that subject real quick.
Uh-oh.
Actually, hold on. Let me backtrack. Now, as I said, we're going to be introducing new cast members to Internet Wonderland, and we're going to be doing some interviews with some close friends of ours that are going to be venturing into the world of podcasting, so we're going to show them love. And I hope that I can actually talk to some people on TikTok and some other podcasters, you know, to do some collabs here and there. So you may see some special episodes come up whenever we get those situated. But continuing on.
Yes.
Now I lost my train of thought. What the hell was I about to talk about?
Horrible movies.
Yeah. 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 So, in relation to horrible movies, there are going to be some movie reviews here and there that I'll do of some very bad movies. Because, you know, I'd like to be able to have a little bit of fun. So there's going to be some special episodes here and there on a whim where I review some very bad, bad movies. Like, once again, Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter, which I watched that. Jesus, good God.
No, I'm just monkey, but thanks for asking.
Yeah, of course. We had to get that in for season 5, too. Sharks of the Cornfield, or Sharks of the Corn.
That just looks like an awesome movie. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's going to be interesting to review it, though.
That and The Lost Pastor. I still need to watch that.
Yeah, we both need to. Then, of course, you know, going back and reviewing classics like Black Sheep.
Yes.
Not the Chris Farley one.
Yes.
The
greatness of New Zealand.
Yeah.
Sheep. Yeah, we can't talk about it.
Yeah, we'll let you know. Kind of weird.
Genetics and...
Even down to some Grindhouse movies, even some Traumaville reviews, you know, just to get that old school, like, Sven Ghuli, you know, Son of Ghoul type itch out of the way. Because once in a while, yes, I will admit, I do go to a laundromat to do laundry. And if I go on Saturday evenings, they actually play Sven Ghuli on MeTV, where he does, like, his entire spiel and play, like, an old-school horrible horror movie. And it just got me thinking about doing these movie reviews just once in a while. So it's something that I want to play with, you know, maybe on a Wednesday by myself, just do a review, not too long of an episode, just small little excerpts, you know, something fun.
Yes.
Now... Now, Monkey.
That's me.
Seeing how, you know, going back to evolution of the show.
Yes.
You know, from the days where we had like a crazy setup with a laptop and four mix and match microphones to what we have now, and how much work we've put into everything. And as much work as we can.
Yeah.
And even down to having D-Twizzle join us and Miss Stitch and Christine Ann and... just growing the cast.
Yes.
You know, I have to say that it's been a wild ride.
It has, indeed.
You know, we've had ups, we really haven't had any downs.
Yeah.
Okay, COVID.
We've had the, I guess the most down we had was when we had downtime, I guess.
Yeah.
We didn't really get a chance to do anything. So
yeah, you know, changing of schedules, yes, and sanity, you know, just that almost, yes, a year gap,
yeah,
of not being able to pump out anything.
Yeah.
But for what it's worth, for everything that we have done so far,
yes,
from the humble beginnings to now,
yes,
with season 5, and I can't believe I'm saying season 5.
Yeah.
You know, having 1.6K listeners through Anchor and all the other platforms. And
thank you to the listeners.
Yes, definitely.
You listen to our babbling, especially my Shirley voice. So you guys deserve a round of applause.
Yes, you listen to our close to 2.5 hour, close to 3 hour episodes on just topics that we hope that you share interest in, just as we love talking about it.
Whether it brings you something new to think about or even just something to help you about, you know, because especially with the self-help ones and whatnot.
You know, it's just been a wild ride overall. And honestly, when I first started this,
mm-hmm,
I didn't think that we'd be going for so long. Because, mind you, I started this in 2019.
Right.
And it's already 2022.
Right.
You know, granted, if we count that break during 2020, 2021.
Right.
Well, actually, no, I was still going strong in 2020. So 2021, roughly. Right. So if we take out that break, I mean, technically, yeah, it's 19 to 2020,
21. Yeah. 2 to 3 years, give or take-ish.
Yeah, about, we'll say about two and a half years, almost three, because catching up and everything.
Yeah.
I never thought that the show would be going this long.
Right.
And honestly, you know, just like Imperfect Beginnings 1, and I mentioned this, it was a coworker who motivated me to actually do this. And, you know, I have to give her thanks.
Yes.
Because if it wasn't for her, like, showing support and showing interest, and she was one of my first listeners, if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be doing this right now. I probably would have given up.
Yeah.
And
I was dragged around on it, so I'm just here.
But yeah, you're a fixture here.
I know. I'm tied down, so I pretty much am a fixture right now. I can't move. I can't leave. Send help. Send help.
Oh. Yeah, not gonna happen. Anyways.
Okay.
But you know, it's just amazing.
Yes.
It. You know, I'm just astounded with what we have done. You know, coming from just that humble beginnings with the laptop, the same laptop that's at your station right now.
Yeah. The laptop I get to play with, and I got to sift through all this material.
Yeah.
Called homework folder.
That was actually the homework that I had during college.
Homework.
Don't. But, you know, yes. Even to now with having this set up that took forever to get and being able to have everything we have now.
Right.
I'm truly humbled.
Yes.
You know.
And we didn't have to break your back to do it.
That is true. Shout out to Iron Sheik.
Sheiky baby. Break our backs and make us humble. You jabronis.
But.
You are positive. Oh yes, I knew I would be positive. Wait, positive not good? I thought positive is good.
Oh man, here we go. But you know,
Sheiky baby.
Yeah. But seriously, I am humbled every single time that we can actually do this and record and be able to just have fun.
Yes, definitely.
And it's just, you know, definitely, you know, even to you and everyone that has been part of Internet Wonderland, everyone who has been on the show for interviews, I mean, Larry Thomas, Nikki Tickerhoof, you know, Evan Hunt, you know, everyone that I've had on.
Yes. That I might not have been here for most of them, but.
Yeah. But, you know, everyone, thank you. Because if it wasn't for y'all, Cheshire's Place, A Looking Glass and a Logical Madness, probably would have been done during the first season, honestly. You know, y'all helped me make this grow. And yeah, we're still small.
Yes.
We're still small. I don't plan that we're going to get the big sponsorships, right? Because we're not on YouTube. We're not on Twitch. We're not on anything that requires cameras.
Right.
Which, that's fine.
And we don't have fancy VTuber models yet. Yet.
I don't even want one.
Oh, come on. You know you want one.
Nah, I wouldn't look good as a VTuber model.
Remember, the VTuber model doesn't have to look like you. Trust me.
I know.
I don't think Nuxtaku has, like, a skull thing on his head that has flame coming out of it and has no arms. And
you never know.
Maybe he does sometimes.
Maybe he does. You never know. No judging. Shout out to Nuxtaku while we have a moment. It's been a while since we shot him out, too.
As a side note about that.
What we got?
Apparently there's a big billboard in Times Square right now that's focusing on some VTubers right now, which includes Pikami, Fifi, and Nuxtaku on there, at least that I've seen in the videos I've seen of it so far. So
what? No Iron Mouse?
She might be on there, but I've only just seen those three pop up on there. So I don't know if it's a specific thing about, I guess you can say, almost independent VTubers, even though technically Pikami's part of a group, but
American-born? American-made?
Pikami's Japanese, so.
Who knows? Who knows? But
But yeah, so if you're in New York or in Times Square area, check out the main Times Square billboard, and if you can give us a full list of everyone's on there, you will win 2 internet points.
That's pretty much it. That's all we can give is internet points.
I don't know what that means, really, but yeah, you'll get 2 internet points.
Honestly, it's like whose line is it anyways?
Yes.
You know, we'll give you points, but they don't matter. But we still love you all.
To you. That's all that matters.
True.
Because you matter. Yes, you do.
So. Which is true. Y'all do matter.
Yes.
Quite honestly.
Yes.
Y'all really do. But, which we can actually discuss some of our topics that will be coming up in season 5.
Sure,
because we already talked about VTubers, and we do have a VTuber-related episode that's going to be coming out.
It'll be kind of like a rabbit hole to VTubers. A little bit of a brief history of it, and let's talk about some of the groups, like, obviously, like VShoujo, and Hololive being the main focus one that a lot of people talk about.
Yeah.
VOMS is the one that Pikami is part of, which there's only like about 3 or 4 members of that technically. So, but it's an anime, just maybe branch off into some of the, I guess you can call them friends of VTubers, like Connor, Sea Dog VA, basically.
Yeah.
And their group of Trash Taste and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So people who aren't technically VTubers, but they, well, I guess you can say technically he is one, but he isn't. There's a side story to that, but
yeah. But, you know, we're also, of course, we're avid wrestling fans, right. And we're actually going to be going to a WWE live event during season 5, which we won't really be recording during that day because we'll be gone to the event, but we will be discussing the event whenever we, like the next day.
Yeah. It's you know, it is a down and back trip, but by the time we get back, it will be pretty late, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it'll be worth it because, you know, I know, Monkey, you've been to WWE live events.
I've been to the one before, obviously outside of our, you know, independent scene wrestling shows, but I have a virtual idea of, you know, how it will run, but
yeah,
I probably might have to unweaponize myself, but yeah.
So this is going to be my first time going to a WWE live event.
Ah.
And it's going to be Miss Stitch's first time as well. Oh. So this is something that's going to be fun. Oh, yeah. You know, so I'm ecstatic about it. Yes. It's going to be something amazing, hopefully. And I already know it's going to be a Saturday night main event style show. And the main event's supposed to be Riddle versus Seth Rollins. Oh, sorry, Seth freaking Rollins. Oh, I almost forgot that part.
Freaking Rollins, man. Not the Monday Night Messiah, not the Architect, but the freaking Rollins.
As long as they don't say King of Drip. Jeez.
Well, we can always get John Drip. Oh, wait, no, he's not there no more.
Thank God. Which, actually, no, something actually came up.
Uh-oh.
John Morrison's injured. He got injured during a match.
Was it when they were in Japan when he was John Hardy?
I don't know. Is
or
that
not Japan, Mexico, I mean.
No, I think it was a GCW show. I'll have to look it up again, but the news came out today about it.
Oh, my kids.
Yeah. But anyways, man, you know, this is definitely something new.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be the longest season that we have. I mean, we have Wrestling Eccentric. We still have our self-help, which... Now, you and D-Twizzle will be part of those episodes as well.
Some of them, yeah.
Some, you know, depending on who is available. You know, we still have busy lives on Saturdays and Sundays, too. Yes. But depending on situation, there are going to be times where, you know, even where Monkey said that we're going to be doing wrestling reviews. Because with pay-per-views coming up, we're going to do a prediction the day of the show, like a couple hours beforehand. And then review it the very next day. So there's going to be some... episodes relating to that, like with All Out, with SummerSlam, with Survivor Series, you know,
or even with some that, well, maybe with All Out, and it might not be till the next weekend after, because if that's on a Sunday, we might not get to it till then.
Yeah, so you'll be getting your doses of wrestling.
Yes,
but there's you know, D-Twizzle has been a very big contributor to ideas for season 5. So there's going to be some D-Twizzle eccentric episodes.
Yes. We're going to talk about some music to listen to, music to check out, music stuff like that. We're going to do some movie talking, some reviews of, of the Disney Plus shows, Marvel and whatnot.
Yeah.
We're going to do some interesting, even just kind of a geeking around, one of our geeking around groups, ones we're going to do later on in the season is going to be, you know, top five celebrities we'd love to meet and, you know, whatnot like that. Not to be confused with kind of the cheat list ones that they've done before.
So actually,
it's not just to meet them, not to do other things with them.
So actually, let's go ahead and put this out. Yes, there will be a sequel to the cheat list.
Yes.
Because, you know, having Miss Lover and having Miss Stitch on, that was a very fun episode. But they wanted to bring someone else to the table. So a new cast member of Internet Wonderland will be introduced during the cheat list part deux.
Boogaloo.
Yep. So that one is going to be a very interesting one. It's going to be more for the ladies, but we decided to turn it around.
Yes.
And do one for the men.
For the men.
So yes.
Yes, guys.
Gentlemen.
We get our equal opportunity here.
Yes. So we will be doing what is called the lust list.
Because I am a single person, so I don't have a cheat list. Because as someone who's not engaged in any type of relationship, it would not really be a cheat for me.
Right.
It would be a, oh yeah, that person.
Yep. So, and also we'll be introducing a new member of Internet Wonderland during that time too. So it's growing. It's growing. You know, we'll be able to have a different rotation of individuals joining myself, Monkey, and D-Twizzle yes. on the show. And it's a wonderful thing.
It's a wonderful life.
Yep. Then, of course, you'll be hearing from our other members, you know, Christina and Miss Stitch.
Yep.
So it's going to be a mixture of Internet Wonderland veterans and new fresh voices.
Yes.
And we are truly excited for it.
Yes. Excited.
Now only if we can get your brothers on an episode one time. That'd be insane.
That's like pulling teeth, which I don't have. I don't have any teeth to pull, so
but you know, we're just happy to be able to do this and just have the variety.
Yeah. Variety.
It's the spice of life.
Almost like a hard knock life.
Oh, let's not get into that.
Hard knock life.
Good. See, just with that, we might as well just go ahead and do an episode for Song Stripper Should Not Strip Too.
Hey, we're already doing music to listen to music concentric stuff, so that will count. We can throw that in there.
You sure you really want to throw that in there?
I don't know.
Something to play with. Maybe Maybe season 6. Because we got a plan for that too.
Yeah.
But just to give y'all a heads up, season 5 will be ending on December 11th. As I said, this is pretty much the equivalent of 5 months worth of content that we're going to be doing. You know, before with season 1 through 4, we've done about
12, 14 episodes. You know what I mean?
So we pretty much did like 3 months worth of content per season.
Yep.
But this is the first time that we're really stepping up with the content.
Yes.
And also, if you think about what I just said about the sporadic movie reviews and special episodes, and, you know, if we have like pressing like current event news, we may have more episodes coming out.
Yes.
But we still want to try to keep it at least, you know, 2 episodes a week with special pieces.
Yes.
So just be ready for a lot of content. You're going to be hearing our voices quite a bit during season 5.
You may or may not like us after that or something.
We hope that you'll still love us or just begin to fall in love with us because, honestly, we're very wonderful, cuddly individuals.
I'm cuddly because I'm big and fat, but, you know.
I'm cuddly because I have a sensitive side that enjoys long walks on the beach, candlelight dinners, being able to relax on a bearskin rug in front of a fireplace to be able to read you sonnets and poems and feed you strawberries and also... Okay, I need to stop.
I was going to say, I like pina coladas and I'm not into Yoko, but, you know.
You like
I do have half a brain. Yes.
Wow.
Would you escape with me?
You know, that should have been an episode that we... Season 6.
What?
We can do fake ad advertisements. Almost like, you know how Mad TV had the lower expectations, like, dating skit?
I remember Joker and Baby Joker.
Yep, that too. But we
What's
can,
up, Holmes?
We What's can do going? Something like Baby that. Baby Joker? We could actually do something like that. Just, like, choose a random product or thing to advertise and actually go on and be like, hello, have you ever had dry, itchy eyes? Have you ever wanted to cry, but yet it felt like the heat of the Sahara Desert? Did you ever look at something so ugly for so long that you went literally blind? Try Clear Eyes. And we do something like that. Now, granted, any products that we would advertise for, quote unquote, we don't have a deal with. We don't
have a dealer bring it to us.
Yeah. No, we're not that type of show. But mind you, we don't, anytime that we discuss things like food reviews, yes, products that we like, we don't have a deal with them. We don't have any type of product deal or commercial deal with them.
Now, if you buy a bunch of it, you tell them we sent you, maybe we can get a product deal.
And for any company that would like for us to sponsor, you know, talk about their products and be a sponsor for us, I mean, you could always email us at CheshireLookingGlass@gmail.com. You can follow us on the Facebook group page, Cheshire's Place, Looking Glass and Illogical Madness. You can also message me on Twitter, @PlaceCheshire, because, you know, we'd like to be able to have sponsors and be able, yes, to grow a little bit more.
Sponsor us,
please. Yeah, please, please. We'd love you forever. Please.
I'd be your best friend. Even though he's my best friend, I'd be your best friend, too.
Hey.
I could be multiple people's best friends.
Yep.
Hi.
But anyways, you know, I think it's time we can wrap this up, because for having you on for Imperfect Beginnings, for the opening, yes, for season 5, this has been fun.
It has. Very much fun.
You know, we just once again want to say thank you.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
Everyone that has allowed us to do a season 5. From the listeners, supporters, you know, everyone that's international and even here in the States.
Yes.
You know, I just want to say thank you. On behalf of everyone here in Internet Wonderland, past, present, and even possibly future members, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Intent, wink, wink, say no more, hey?
Exactly. We definitely thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You know, this has been amazing because you decide to listen.
Yes.
So, for the man, the myth, the legend, Monkey, and for D Twizzle, who is not here with us, and
he's here in spirit. He's right here next to me.
Yep.
Say hello, D Twizzle. Sorry.
Sound like we had him gagged.
No, we don't.
Anyways, this has been another episode of Cheshire's Place, a Looking Glass in a Logical Madness. I have been your host, the melodious one, Mr. Cheshire. And just like my namesake, the Cheshire Cat, I am everywhere, yet nowhere. Stay tuned for tomorrow night's episode. Have a wonderful night.